It is 8:55 on Illinois Public Media News. I'm Reginald Hardwick. 69 degrees of fog and mist in Champaign-Urbana. And we have Ellen Dearden on the line right now to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Reginald. And the grain futures are mostly higher this morning. We've certainly had a nice up week so far this week. A lot of that's being fueled by weather concerns in the U.S., in Europe, as well as some parts of Southern America. We finally saw December corn futures above $5 overnight, and they have basically just stayed there. September options for the grains do go off the board on Friday, and that sometimes brings some volatility to the market. Also on Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report, which will be an important situation. Seeing a delay in the 50% tariffs that the White House threatened to impose on Canada, seeing that delay is a big plus. Now we need to move forward and get something put together for the USMCA evaluations. Russia and Ukraine continue to fight and probably has seen some ramped up action this week. Export bookings came in about as expected in corn, beans, and wheat. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour continues to find less corn, a little bit less number of pods in the beans in the central Midwest. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. On final numbers tomorrow, the final tour results later this evening. Right now, we see September corn futures at 479, that's up 6.25. December at 504 is up 6.25. And December 27 at 507.75, that's a penny and 1/4 higher. On the bean side of things, we're seeing some bear spreading this morning. September beans at 1220.25, down 2 cents. November's at 1237, down 1/4. And November 27 at 11.94, that's up 1/4. On the meal side of things, we're up $1.50 to $1.70. Bean oil, we're up about 50 points. On the wheat side of things, in Chicago, September Chicago wheat at 6.87.5, up 7.25. December at 7.05.25, up 7.75. And July new crop, 727.5, up 5.75. Again, we've got a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. It's going to be interesting to see what the placement number comes in. Placements are expected to come in around 93.5%. Marketing's around 92.5%. Right now, typically we would expect to see some short covering going into that report, but not so far this morning. October live cattle at 216.32 is down 90 cents. December at 216.22 is also 90 lower. On the feeder cattle, we're down again this morning. We've got September feeders at 326.02, down $3.10, and October's at 318.82, down $3.22. On the hogs, just can't catch a break here. We seem to see pressure just about every day. October live hogs at 87 down 62, and December at 71.12 down 30 cents. The outside markets are certainly been interesting this week with the energy market strong, continuing to see that again this morning with the September crude oil at 87.67. That's up $1.87. Metals markets a little bit on the mixed side today, with the gold and copper both lower, however, silver just a little higher. The dollar index at 98.73 is about unchanged. Be interesting to see this cattle on feed report. Are we putting in more cattle into feedlots than we expected due to drought in the Southwest? Be interesting to see. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you, Ellen. And you are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. 1A is next, and we'll have another local news and weather update at 9:04. It's 9 o'clock.